everyone, it's Michael Kerr here with another episode, a 3D episode of Humor at Work. All right, so it's not a 3D episode. I don't even know why I said that. I guess it's just a 1D episode. I want to talk about absenteeism's ugly cousin, presenteeism. Presenteeism is the phenomenon where employees don't work at their top performance because they're either stressed out or sick. According to one study commissioned by Desjardins Financial Services, 83% of workers show up at work sick or exhausted. Ouch! 83%! Now that seems outrageously high to me, but even if those numbers are out of whack, a Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine study found that presenteeism is a bigger and more costly problem than absenteeism. Is this stressing you out? Now, there's also a subcategory of presenteeism wherein otherwise hardworking people, so I'm not talking about the lazy bums that shouldn't be working in your workplace to begin with. I'm talking about the otherwise hardworking people who feel disengaged because of their workplace culture. Now, they may not be sick or stressed per se, but they've lost that lovin' feeling to the point that they quit working many years ago, but they still keep showing up at work and collecting a paycheck. Conversely, a study from the Michigan Ross School of Business found that employees who thrive, and they defined thriving employees as employees being fully engaged in helping to create the company's future. So employees who thrive are far more productive and experience a whopping 125% less burnout than their peers. Now, studies have suggested that the top causes of burnout and disengagement in the workplace are a lack of respect, ideas not being valued or listened to, employees feeling like they have a lack of control, and the absence of any feedback. Employees, on the other hand, who feel valued and respected, handle much higher levels of work without burning out or having frighteningly bad hair days. Now, numerous studies agree on what the most effective cures are for presenteeism. Here they are: connecting everyone to a higher sense of purpose in their work, actively demonstrating value centered around trust, respect, and appreciation, offering flexible work hours or more control over people's work schedules is huge, health and wellness programs that are more than mere window dressing, bringing in Michael Kerr, famous Hall of Fame international business speaker, to speak in your organization. That, I think, is one of the winning cures. And creating a fun culture that values the critical role humor plays in preventing burnout. The next time you have a team meeting, the next time you're thinking about your own work in your organization, or you're talking about your culture, bring up the topic of presenteeism. It's a hidden cost that many organizations don't think about, but they need to be thinking about, because it is costing you big time. So my fun at work tip is this: the next time you have a meeting, this might work as a good meeting icebreaker, or pose this question, send it out by email to your entire team, heck, to your entire organization if you can, a very simple question. If you were the big cheese, the big kahuna, the CEO, the president of your organization, and you could either eliminate one workplace rule that is getting in the way of everyone having more fun, or create a new rule that would make the workplace more fun, what rule would you eliminate and or create? Great question to ask. And the quote of the week from Simon Sinek, author of The Power of Why. No, Start with the Why. Start with the Why. That's his book, Simon's book. Great guy, great speaker. His quote, which I love: working hard for something we don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something we love is called passion. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, there's a rather unconventional interview technique used by some Russian business leaders called stresovoy. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's how it's read, stresovoy. Interviewers throw water in applicants' faces, hurl insults at them, yet they yell at them, scream at them, or they just quietly stare at them without saying anything. Very creepy. Now, the goal is to, of course, assess how the interviewees react in these stressful situations. But what's even more absurd is that sometimes these interviews are done not just to find people who deal well with stress. Sometimes it's the opposite. They're actually doing this to find submissive employees who aren't very ambitious. That's insane to me. Until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com.